The following is another KKPR sports presentation. Proudly made possible in part by the Vibe Sports Club and our other sponsors you'll hear during our broadcast. Up next is the Hogemeyer Hybrid pregame show.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good evening, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. The Vibe, ESPN, and NewsChannelNebraska.com continuing coverage of the 2022 State High School Volleyball Tournament takes to the final matches of the quarterfinal round, and we're here in C2 tonight as the Amherst Lady Broncos, back for the second straight year, take on the Cougars of Cross County, who are here for just the third time, and again, that's a consolidation, but the first time since 2013. Doug Duda with you here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. So glad to have you along for tonight's broadcast. And we will take a look at what else happened here today. But for Amherst, they come in with a record of 26-6 after losing back-to-back games to end the regular season to Overton in the conference tournament championship and then to Gothenburg, who is playing in the C1 semifinals tomorrow. They came back with sweeps throughout the postseason. For Cross County, they put a run together themselves, and they were able to defeat Fullerton in the sub-district final in five sets before sweeping Wakefield out here to get into the state tournament for the first time since 2013. You take a look at Cross County, and they come in with three hitters, Lily Peterson, Cheyenne Anderson, Bren Lemberg, that have over 230 kills apiece. For Amherst, they take on Hannah Herrick. Four players are over 100, but, of course, Hannah Herrick with 382. Now, Amherst hasn't played anybody that's in the C2 state tournament, but they've played plenty of other folks. Kearney Catholic, for instance, in the C1 state tournament. They also played Grand Island Central Catholic, the number one team in C1. And, of course, their conference teams in SEM and Overton, who made it down to the state tournament as well. Amherst was here last year. Unfortunately, they came up short in their bid, Cross County, here in 2005, where they beat Cambridge in the opening round and then lost to Humphrey St. Francis in 2013. They took on O'Neill St. Mary's and lost in the first round, and those are the only times that they have been to the state volleyball tournament. For Amherst, they're looking for their first win. We've had a few teams get the job done here today, including Shelton. Amherst has been here four times, 78, 2005, and this being their third year in a row, 2020, 2021, and 2022. Last year being knocked out by Superior, and 2 years ago by Archbishop Bergen. This is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show on the Vibe 98.9. We're back with more in just a moment.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Hey y'all, let's do lunch at Stockman's Bar and Grill in Amherst. They're serving up daily lunch specials from 11 to 2, and you know, if you like them on Facebook, you'll get to see what's for lunch and what's for dinner. They offer evening specials from everything from chicken fried steak to Rocky Mountain oysters. We've heard they're the best around. Dine in every Friday and Saturday night for their mouth-watering prime rib dinner. Served with all the fixings, you won't leave hungry, and you won't be disappointed with the food at Stockman's Bar and Grill, downtown Amherst. A very proud supporter of all of our area teams and coaches.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Relationships matter.
Success in agriculture depends on many things.
This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on. Relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
And we take a look at our entry report. Good news for both teams. They're here. They're ready to go. They're ready to play some volleyball. Our entry report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. Doug Duda with you here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, ready to bring you some state high school volleyball action. What has happened today? Well, we are in the lower classes, C2, D1, and D2. It started this morning in D2 with Howells Dodge defeating Stewart, and Shelton was a winner over Diller O'Dell, as we had told you earlier. And that one got a little more exciting than we thought it was going to be after Shelton had started with two very easy sets and had to squeak out a 29-27 fourth set victory to advance on. And Overton was able to win in straight sets today over O'Neill St. Mary's. They'll face Humphrey St. Francis. So Shelton and Howells Dodge tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Overton and Humphrey St. Francis at 11, and those games will be on ESPN Tri-Cities. In Class D1, it was Norfolk Catholic picking up the win today, and they were able to do that in fairly easy fashion over Nebraska Christian. 26-24 in the first, then 25-15, 25-20. Bruning Davenport Schickley knocked out SEM in five sets, 15-7 in the fifth. SEM won the first and the fourth by 27-25 scores. It was Hardington Cedar Catholic with really the only upset of the tournament. They knocked off Cambridge 15-10 in the fifth after being down two games to none. And Maywood Hayes Center, after dropping the opening set to Meridian, wins it in four. Here in Class C2, as we told you, Archbishop Bergen knocks out Clarkson Lee in three sets. And Lincoln Lutheran, the only undefeated team left in the state, had no problem with Bayard, 25-13, 12-9. Tomorrow, all the semifinals will be played at 9 and 11. It's D at 1 and 3. It is C, and A and B will play at 5 and 7. We also have the Minden Grand Island Central Catholic match for you tomorrow at 3 o'clock on ESPN. If Amherst wins, we'll have it for you right here on the Vibe 98.9. This is the state high school tournament.
Tonight's starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Grand Island and Kearney, the better bank.
And here are the starting lineups for tonight's C2 state quarterfinal. First off, for the Cougars of Cross County, their rotation will begin with number 22, 5'9 freshman center Sydney Hengelfeld. Number 5, 5'7 senior outside hitter Bren Lemberg. Number 12, 6-foot sophomore middle hitter Bryson Larson. Number 16, 5'8 senior right side hitter Jaden Fellows. Number 14, 5'7 junior outside hitter Cheyenne Anderson. And number 20, 5'9 junior middle hitter Lily Peterson. The libero is number 13, 5'4 senior Taylor Lindberg. There are only three seniors on this cross-county team that is coached by Emmy Noyd, assisted by Brittany Pfluger and Macy Somick. They come into the state tournament for the third time in school history, the first time since 2013, with a record of 29-4. They defeated Shelby Rising City and Fullerton in the sub-districts and Wakefield in the district final out of the Crossroads Conference. For the Amherst Broncos, they'll go with number 13, 5'9 junior outside hitter Saren Prickett. Number 12, 5'8 senior center Catherine Prickett. Number 8, 5'11 junior outside hitter Destiny Bartles. Number 3, 5'8 junior middle hitter Hannah Herrick. Number 11, 5'7 senior center Caton Hagen. And number 1, 5'4 junior defensive specialist Josie Tesmer. The libero is number 6, 5'2 junior Josie Washington. The head coach of the Amherst Broncos is Joni Fader, assisted by Sarah Leary and Jenna Cottom. Amherst comes into the state tournament with a record of 26-6 on the season. In their sub-districts, the Broncos defeated Wood River and Centura and Palmyra in the district final, all of those in straight sets. The fifth trip to state, the third consecutive for the Broncos out of the Fort Kearney Conference. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Gillespie Ag Service in Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team and coaches and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
I like small towns. This is home to me. I can't imagine being anywhere else. There's a sense of camaraderie, helping whenever you can. We are more caring because of that, because, you know, we want to do the best for our neighbors and our friends.
When you hear that you have metastatic breast cancer, you get knocked down, and either you stay down or you pick yourself up and you keep going.
We are Nebraskans, and we are ultimately a family.
It goes from there. Carlene is one of those that says, just do it. And who will talk and who will joke with you and who will cry with you.
One of the things that I truly love about Mary Lanning is that we are an independent hospital. We don't have somebody out in California telling us how to run our hospital. At Mary Lanning, we can make things happen. I'm Carlene Springer, and I'm a Nebraskan at heart.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors allowing us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. Also want to remind you that airing right now on ESPN Tri-Cities, it is World Series Game 5. The Phillies able to get a hit tonight. It's 1-1 in the bottom of the second. Astros and Phillies 1-1 bottom of the second on ESPN Tri-Cities. The World Series is even at two games apiece. So Game 5 tonight, Game 6. Coming up on Saturday. Also, the UNK volleyball team playing in their match tonight as they are looking to keep their season rolling and definitely keep their opportunity alive to make it into the NCAA volleyball tournament. You know how tough it is in that region, and the Lopers able to sweep Pittsburgh State tonight 25-22, 25-18, and 25-17. In that match, Emerson Siza had 12 kills to lead the way for the Lopers. Asha Rieger and Bailey Sterling each had 9 in the victory. The Huskers are at Northwestern Sunday after sweeping Indiana last night. Hastings College volleyball will be at Midland on Saturday, and that is in the GPAC tournament. Of course, football coming up this Saturday. The Huskers hosting Minnesota at 11. UNK hosting Central Oklahoma at noon. That'll be on News Channel Nebraska Television. And we have got Hastings College at Dort at 1 o'clock, and that, of course, will be on ESPN Hastings. We've also got the state football playoffs tomorrow night here on The Vibe. Elm Creek will welcome in undefeated Hitchcock County. Also, Adams Central will be at McCook on ESPN Kearney and Hastings. And on KHAS Radio, St. Cecilia will play at Battle Creek. Pre-game at 6:30, the kickoff for all of those games tomorrow night, set for 7 o'clock. So a lot going on, and we're glad you're along with us. You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. We'll start about 45 minutes late. The reason was SEM five-set match today in the quarterfinals against BDS, which BDS eventually won 15-7 in the fifth set. Back with the opening serve, Amherst, Cross County, next.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed. Looking for a quality but still affordable vehicle during this Wild West used car market? Many of our customers have found peace of mind through our great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicles. Each of them going through a 172-point inspection and reconditioning process by factory-trained technicians. Add to that a free Carfax report along with a nationwide warranty that's backed by over 100 years of experience from the Big Blue Oval. Experience the difference right here at home and join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
The Cougars of Cross County will go from right to left. They've got their dark blue uniforms with a silverish tint with the name and numbers. And then Amherst will go from left to right wearing their all black with red numerals and red and white stripes down the side. Waiting for the liberos to get checked in here, and we will be ready to bring you State High School volleyball. So new experience here for Cross County. Amherst has been here the last 2 years. And one of the officials talking with Coach Joni Fader, that is what the holdup is here about her lineup. She's got her lineup card in hand. Coach Fader sitting down talking to the official. So we've got a delay here before we can even get started. Again, I had Prickett, Bartles, Herrick, Hagen, Tesmer as the rotation, and Loshen Cole as the libero. And now Coach Fader has been called to the scorer's table. The official, head of officials, is over there talking with everybody. And now we have to have a quick substitution. So what happens here is they're already going to burn a substitution for Amherst before we even get a point going here. And that very rarely happens. And so Brianna Bosshammer, for some reason, is in the ball game. I saw the starting lineup card. Her name was not on the starting lineup card, so I don't know where they got the secondary card. As Amherst will serve it away, we finally get underway. Saren Prickett, back middle, going to be handled there by Lily Peterson. Stays in the back row and passed across. Free ball here for the Broncos. They'll set to Herrick. Her first swing didn't get a lot on it. Picked up by the Cougars. They'll go middle with a tip kill. Down and good is Bryson Larson. And Cross County has the first point of the match, and maybe you can tell which fan base is seated directly behind us here at the state tournament. Serve's going to come across here for Hengelfeld, set to the middle, tipped across there by Prickett, and picked up by the Cougars, set right above the net, and following it into the net, the Cougars set it across, actually, and the ball fell. So a little break there for Cross County as their center, Hengelfeld, just set it over the net. Everybody thought it was going to hit the net. I thought it was going to hit the net. Now Hengenfelt serves it away. Set to the outside. Herrick will drive it across. It's over dug right back to the Broncos. Amherst will set. Herrick will tip it across and get the kill. So Hannah Herrick able to get the first point on the board here for the Amherst Broncos. That'll make it 2-1. Broncos will serve it away. There's Kate Prickett. Good serve. Cougars pick it up. Set to the right side. Back set kill. Driving it home. And getting the kill for the Cougars was Bren Lemberg. She'll go back and serve it away. 3-1 here, Cross County. Lemberg fires it across. Picked up there. And the return. One arm. Cougars dig it out. Right towards the front of the net. Little back and forth it goes. Herrick on a tip. Cross County was ready to the outside. The attack comes off fingers. Loshen Cole digs it out. Pass by Tesmer. And the swing by Caton Hagen is going to be dug out. Cougars go to the outside. Cross court attack there by Anderson. And Herrick on the return tipped it wide and out of bounds. Cross County's up by a score of 4-1. Serving it away again is Bren Lemberg. And into the net it goes. So service error and 4-2. Amherst now to sub in. Grace John, the junior. Again, just two seniors on this Amherst squad. Three on the Cross County team. Josh Loshen Cole ready to serve it away. Josie waiting for the service whistle to blow. And Josie Loshen Cole fires it down the middle. Cougars set middle and they'll throw it across nearly a carry, and it's going to be good enough for the kill. Cheyenne Anderson with the throwdown. 5-2 cross county. Libero for the Cougars. Checking into the ball game here is Taylor Lindbergh wearing number 17, they say. Backs at right side, and Herrick is wide again. 6-2 cross county on the attack error. Taylor Lindbergh, they had her as 13. She wears the 17 jersey. We hope we have the right libero for you. That's how she's listed. Amherst sets middle. The attack, Grace John. Was it tipped? Yes, it was. We do have a tip. Grace John will get the kill off the tip. So now the Amherst fans can make a little noise as they've got their third point of the match. 6-3 in favor of Cross County. Herrick now will rotate back and serve it away. Again, if you want a long run-up, you don't get it here because of where the curtain is between the two courts. Set middle, Cross County overset it. It's tipped back over to the Cougars. Back set right side, and getting the kill off the double block is Fellows. Second for Jaden. Cross County 7 and Amherst 3. On the north court, Southwest a 9-6 lead over Oakland Craig in the first set. Again, they start them at the same time as the serve comes across to Herrick. Good run down that time by Catherine Prickett, and then just bumped across the net. It hit the net and crawled over there for Hagen. And Amherst will gladly take that point. Now Hagen goes back to serve it away, trailing 7-4 here in the opening set. They move the serve around, set right side, attack back corner, wide open for the kill is Cheyenne Anderson. Cross County earning their points. They've got an 8-4 lead. They've got six kills already. For the Cougars, it'll be Anderson now to go back and serve it away. Good strong serve, bump set to the outside, and they can't get to it. Running as fast as she could was Catherine Prickett, but not near in time, and now it's 9-4 Cross County. Anderson to serve it away. Cheyenne, step and a half, laser across there to Herrick. Back set right side, the attack off hands that time for Saren Prickett. Picked up to the 10-foot line, blocked up there by Prickett off the swing from Lemberg. They'll try Lemberg again with the tip. It's covered that time by Hagen and returned into the corner to the libero in Lindbergh. Middle roll shot, they're finding zone one really well right now. And another kill for Lily Peterson to join the fray. She is second, third on the team in kills, and we're going to get a timeout by Coach Fader here in the opening set. Cross County has jumped out to a 10-4 lead. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Gillespie Ag Service in Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team and coaches, and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
Bob here from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With all the changes in flooring, it's hard to know what to do. Come in and we'll guide you through the whole flooring process. Our entire B&B family is still here. At B&B, we are known for our knowledge and our friendly service. Please remember us when you're looking for flooring. Our customers say, B&B, that's where we always go.
And out of the Amherst timeout, Cheyenne Anderson serves it across. Right side attack comes off fingers there from Saren Prickett. Bump set to the outside. Cross County rattles it off the block. Picked up by Hagen and bumped across by Prickett. Free ball Cougars. They go outside. The swing off the back line just missed. They look for a tip. No indication of what it'll be, a point for Amherst. Just deep was Lemberg. So out of the timeout, Amherst does get the side out that they need. And Grace John will go back to serve it away, down 10-5. Right down the middle it goes. Cougars set middle, and they'll drive it quickly down. Lily Peterson off the assist from Sydney Hengelfelt. 11-5 Cross County. And Peterson goes back to serve it away to finish up the first time through the rotation here. 11-5 Cross County. A lot of quick points here for the Cougars. Flying across to Tesmer. Pass off the mark from the 10-foot line. It's rolled over. Cougars will set outside. Go with a tip try here. Lemberg picked up and returned into the corner. And is it in? Yes, it is. Just caught the corner for Caton Hagen. She was praying that that one was in, trying to help the lines judge out. And now side out for Saren Prickett as we start our second time through the rotation. 11-6 your score, Amherst down. Right side attack for the Cougars. Off hands that time by Lemberg. Set outside and thrown across. Trying to get Herrick involved, but that was not her. Back row attack into the net here for the Cougars and Jaden Fellows. Her teammate kind of shoved her forward like, hey, you go get that. And then after the point, she turned around and said, what are you doing? Or something to that effect. And Prickett picks up the first service point of the match here for Amherst. Another great serve. How about an ace? So don't stop at two when you can get three. Ace serve there for Saren Prickett. That'll be her 54th on the year. That is second on the team. Her, Katie, and Hannah Herrick are all right there over 50. Another line drive serve. Picked up that time by Anderson. Stays in the back row. Free ball set across. Then overplayed. Saved. Herrick tips it over. Nice save that time by Hagen. And it'll be pushed back into the net. Boy, we got a heck of a joust going on here. Cross county, let it fall. Herrick's going to get credit for a cheap one there. That was more miscommunication by the Cougars than anything, but four in a row by Amherst, and they've cut it to two. It's 11-9. Saren Prickett again. And Prickett fires it deep. Might have been out, but it's going to be an ace instead. 11-10, timeout, Cross County, five in a row here with Saren Prickett back at the service line, and Amherst is right back in it. Opening set of the C2 quarterfinals, Cross County 11, Amherst 10. This is the state tournament on the Vibe, 98.9 and NewsChannelNebraska.com.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
The State High School Volleyball Tournament is brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. As we come out of the Cross County timeout, Amherst serves. It's going to be passed back into the net. That's an ace. So a missed pass, missed play by the Cougars, and another ace, the third one this time back for Saren Prickett. And it is now tied at 11 after being down 10-4. And Prickett hits the net. It pops up into the air, played there by Larson. Set right side, 10-foot line, taken down by Bren Lemberg. Her first kill, I believe, of the match. 12-11, Cross County. And Sydney Hengelfelt back to serve it away here for the Cougars. The Fort Kearney Conference 1-1 today here in the tournament as the serve is deep and out of bounds. Be the second service error for the Cougars. Overton won this morning. SEM dropped a tough five-setter this afternoon to BDS. Katie Prickett now serves it across right on the corner. Might have been out, but she had to play it and ends up being knocked into the net. Bren Lemberg didn't think there was any way the ball could come across the net without hitting it. She was inside the 10-foot line, and it really threw her off. Katie Prickett picks up the point. And Prickett serves it away again. Set to the 10-foot line. I thought they were going back row. Lashen Cole with the dig. Outside tip across by Hagen. Here's the set. Backside, Lemberg off hands gets the kill. Second for Bren, and we're halfway home in the opening set. 13-13 the score. And serving it away will be Lemberg. Takes it right down the pin, picked up by Tesmer, close to the net, saved that time by Katie Prickett, got it across, and we're going to get a net violation trying to stay out of the net there on Amherst. So Cross County back on top, 14-13. On the Lemberg serve. Again, keeps it on the pin to Tesmer. Short set. Herrick finally gets a touch, but it's a roll shot. Cougars set outside. Big hit, but off the antenna, out of bounds. Point Broncos, 14-14. Not a lot of history at the state tournament, as we told you, for these two teams. But trying to make some here tonight. as Loshenkohl serves it across at 14-all. Cross County back set right side, sends it way deep off of Larson. 15-14, Amherst with the lead. They were down 10-4 and have settled things down now for their first lead of the ball game. Down the middle goes the serve to Lily Peterson. Set to the outside, driven across. Katie Prickett picks it up. Now Grace John on the swing. Cougars make a nice pass. Now they go back row attack and drop it down for the kill. Lily Peterson, 5'9 junior, got on top of that volleyball and made a nice play. 15-15. And it'll be Taylor Lindberg to go back and serve it away. Lindberg serve. Toe close to that service line to Loshenkohl to prick it on the right side. Now they get it to Herrick, and Herrick will hammer it home. The third kill for Hannah Herrick, 16-15 Amherst. Each team has used a timeout because Amherst fell behind 10-4. Then they came back and got it tied up. So two big runs, and Herrick served, knuckled across, overpass, free ball, tipped, and the Cougars pick it up. Quick return, nice save there by Prickett, and the kill for Saren after Katie made a nice play at the net. First kill for Saren Prickett. 17-15 Amherst with Hannah Herrick at the service line. Herrick lets it fly. Again, another good one passed into the net. Cougars get it out of there and send it over. Free ball. Herrick to Prickett. Middle tip. Grace John over Doug. Back to Loshenkohl. Run down again by Prickett. The swing by Saren. Up there on the wing by Larson. And bumped across. Another free ball deep into the backcourt to Herrick. Prickett sets outside to Sister. And it's going to be picked up there. Almost a lift on Cross County and Hengelfelt. Set back across by Prickett. Katie's been really involved in this point. Scramble again, Cross County. Herrick had to play it. It might have been deep. And an outside attack going to be driven over. By far the longest rally of this first set. And finally, Cross County puts it down on the right pin with Jaden Fellows. Only Herrick didn't realize where she was on the court. That pass probably was going to be out of bounds, but just had to play it, didn't want to take a chance. With good point, and Cross County ends up winning it. And now the serve by Fellows, and a misplay. We're going to get a double hit on the set here. So just like that, it's tied at 17. Southwest crushes Oakland Craig 25-13 to take set number one on the North Court. Serve is another beauty across there by Jaden Fellows. Amherst has to pass it back over. Free ball here. Cougars set middle. Throwing it straight down is Lily Peterson. 18-17. Peterson gets a lot of palm on that volleyball. It is very close to being a carry. And Fellows to serve it away. Looking for three in a row from the service line. Pounds it into the corner. Boy, they love that zone five corner back row attack. Herrick, roll shot, too much on it. But over Doug, thrown back by Amherst. Nice save that time by Fellows and hammered home by the Cougars. Lily Peterson, her fifth kill. Four in a row now for Cross County, and their two-point deficit is a two-point lead at 19-17 here in the opening set. Fellows again. Fires it deep. That's out of bounds. And a service error, which will be the third of the first set here for the Cougars of Cross County. Amherst has been solid. No service errors yet. They want to keep it that way. As Caton Hagen goes back to serve it away. Serves it deep, but it is in. Played there by Lemberg. Middle attack is hammered home by Lily Peterson. A game high six kills for Peterson. 20-18 Cross County. And the serve. Cross County fires it across there with Anderson. Right side attack hammered home by Amherst. Saren Prickett will get her second. Not a ton of kills here. There's been more Cross County errors than there have been Amherst kills. I only have the Broncos for eight kills so far. No ace blocks. They do have three ace serves. They trail 20-19. And Grace John will serve it. And nobody took it. It's an ace. And it's 20-20. Cut it right back there between zone five and six between Fellows and Lindberg. And Grace John with the ace to tie it up. This one will be picked up by Fellows. Running it down the center in Hengelfelt. They have to roll shot it across. So outside the tip by Prickett into the corner. Great one by Saren Prickett. her third kill, and Amherst is back on top, 21-20, here in set number one. Heading down the home stretch, Grace John. Oh, she stepped on the line almost. They saw it, so she must not have. Joust at the net, sent back over by Hagen. Cross county on the outside. We'll drill it over with Lemberg. Dug by Herrick. Now Prickett puts it down, and that time it's Katie with her first kill. Katie Prickett makes it 22-20, and timeout. Cross county, four in a row, right back for Grace John and the Broncos in the opening set of the State High School Volleyball Tournament. It's Amherst 22 and Cross County 20 here on the Vibe 98.9 and News Channel Nebraska.
Hey, y'all, let's do lunch at Stockman's Bar and Grill in Amherst. They're serving up daily lunch specials from 11 to 2. And you know, if you like them on Facebook, you'll get to see what's for lunch and what's for dinner. They offer evening specials from everything from chicken fried steak to Rocky Mountain oysters. We've heard they're the best around. Dine in every Friday and Saturday night for their mouth-watering prime rib dinner. Served with all the fixings, you won't leave hungry, and you won't be disappointed with the food at Stockman's Bar and Grill, downtown Amherst. A very proud supporter of all of our area teams and coaches.
The State High School Volleyball Tournament on ESPN Tri-Cities is brought to you by Currency. Making financing quick, easy, and secure for heavy machinery, ag equipment, trucks, trailers, and more. Visit GoCurrency.com. Four details. Cross County using their second timeout. Grace John trying to keep it going here for the Broncos. Back set right side. Big swing taken across by Peterson. Dug out Herrick. Outside Prickett. Tap is in. Oh, she's so good at that, Saren Prickett. She loves to just send it vertically along that net. Drop it in zone four. 23-20. And Grace John with a short serve this time. Picked up middle attack. Hammered. Herrick is able to dig the Lemberg swing. Right side Prickett again. Back corner. Good save by the Cougars. They'll throw it over. Try to get Amherst out of system. And it's going to be tapped back across the net. That time by Keely Hagen. Big swing again by Lemberg is dug out by Herrick. Now Herrick with a back row attack. And the Cougars are able to dig it out. They go quick middle. And it's blocked and in. It's blocked and in by Keely Hagen. The Cougars can't believe it, but it just caught the sideline, and it is 24-20. Six in a row here by Amherst. Game point, Grace John. Eats up the back row for the Cougars. They're going to try and get a swing. Got a pretty good one from Blemberg. Dug out, set to the outside for Prickett. Tries the pin. Cougars dig. They go middle and hammer it home. Lily Peterson with her seventh kill. So Cross County fights off the first set point. And Peterson will serve it away. Herrick again still in the back row for Amherst. Set point number two for the Broncos. They'll serve it at Herrick, trying to make it quick. Back set, Prickett on the line. Going to be picked up there by Anderson. Set outside at a tip try by Lemberg. Overpassed. Joust at the net. Comes back to the Cougars. Set made, Hengelfeldt. And it's going to be hammered down and good by Bryceland Larson right in front of Coach Fader. So she knew it was in. Amherst does have a timeout if they want to use it. Lily Peterson, first point on serve. It's set point number three for Amherst. Again, they serve it to Tesmer. Bump set, stays in the back row. Prickett fires it across. Cougars make a move on the outside. It's going to be blocked. It's blocked up front by Prickett, and Amherst wins the first set. Katie Prickett with the cover, and it's 25-22. Amherst takes the opening set here this evening against Cross County. We'll take a break and look at the first set numbers right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Relationships matter.
Success in agriculture depends on many things. This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on. Relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. Doug Duda, our fourth match of the day from the State High School Volleyball Tournament. Let's take a look at the numbers. For Cross County, I had Brent Lemberg with 2 service points, 2 kills. Bryson Larson, 2 kills. Taylor Lindberg, a service point. Cheyenne Anderson, a service point, 2 kills. Jaden Fellows, 3 service points, 3 kills. Lily Peterson, a service point, 7 kills. And Sydney Hengelfeldt, a service point and 1 kill. As Cross County gets 17 kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Amherst, Hannah Herrick, a service point, 3 kills. Josie Loschenkohl, a service point. Keely Hagen, an ace block. Kaiten Hagen, 2 kills. Katie Prickett, a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Saren Prickett, 5 service points, 3 of them aces, 4 kills. Grace John, 5 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. I had Amherst for 11 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves as the Broncos take the opening set from Cross County, 25-22, after trailing 20-18. We'll be back with more of the State Volleyball Tournament brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions here on ESPN.
In this business, the time that counts is right now. And through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions delivers agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Put time on your side. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Here on the Vibe 98.9 and NewsChannelNebraska.com, where we have high school football tomorrow night. Elm Creek, another FKC member, will be taking on Hitchcock County. Our pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Also on News Channel Nebraska television tomorrow night, Grand Island will be taking on Millard South after Millard South beat Kearney last week. All right, Cross County gets to serve it away first here in the second set. Serve across, Prickett outside. Herrick takes it off hands. The dig is made that time by Fellows. Back row attack. It'll be driven hard by Lily Peterson. Loschenkohl with the dig. Herrick on a return roll shot. And Cross County will set again. Lemberg on the right side. Mishitted it. Went into the net. So an attack error here for Cross County. And Amherst is on the board. 1-0. Side out. And Katie Prickett will go back and serve it away. Prickett serve on the near pin. Pass a little flat. They're able to get a half swing on it as it's rolled across there by Larson. Out of system, Loschenkohl had to pass it across. Stays in the front row for the Cougars. They back set and the kill is put down by Bren Lemberg. Her third. 1-1 in the second. On North Court, of course, Southwest cruised in the opener 25-13, but Oakland Craig now an 11-9 lead in the second set over Southwest. And now our down official says there is a rotation error here on Amherst. Did they start the wrong lineup again? Remember, we had that at the beginning of the first set, so maybe, you know, you make the serve and receive, and so for first and second set, you basically already have your lineup made. So if it was wrong in the first, there's a good chance it was wrong in the second. Once again, Jody Fader at the scorer's table. Loschenkohl started this time as the libero. She didn't start in the first set. And once again, we're going to have a long discussion over there. While we have this long discussion, let's remind you that ESPN Tri-Cities Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl winner each month listed on ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. We're into a new month. Zach Lewandowski of Ravenna and Maddie Camry of Minden are your athletes of the month. So congratulations to both of them. Of course, Ravenna made it into the state football finals into the second round. And Minden and Maddie Camry play in the state semifinals against Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow at 3 on ESPN Radio. So we're still trying to get everybody in the right spot here for Amherst as Bosshammer is in there in the front middle. And still just waiting. As everybody up and down the scorer's table trying to make sure that they've got the same thing on their book while one of them is texting. I don't know. Again, pick it up, put the six kids where they're supposed to be, and let's go. And now the whistle blows. They're going to take the point off the board for Amherst. So Cross County's up 1-0. So instead of giving Cross County a point, they take it off the board. And the middle attack by Herrick. Going to be handled not very well. A kill for Hannah Herrick. So Hannah with her fourth kill. Now it's... Well, I don't know. Now Amherst has 2 points on the board. 2-1. All right, so it's 2-1. And the serve across by Katie Prickett. Nice dig out of the back row. Right side attack on the pin that time by Larson. Picked up in Herrick. Then in the middle will terminate. Hannah Herrick with her fifth kill. Amherst 3, Cross County 1. Amherst won the opener 25-22. And Amherst win, or whoever wins, will play at 3 tomorrow against Archbishop Bergen, who has seen plenty of FKC teams down here. How about an ace serve? It's 4-1 Amherst. Katie Prickett with her first ace, the fifth ace of the match for the Broncos. 4-1 lead. And Prickett serve. Knuckles it down the middle. Handled there by Peterson. Set middle. The attack is on the line. They'll get the kill. Jaden Fellows, they were calling for a tip. It didn't matter. It was on the back line. Side out, Cross County. 15-14, Oakland Craig leading Southwest in the second. Southwest easily won the first. Serves it Hannah Herrick. They'll set it back to Hannah on the outside. Takes it off the double block and good. Herrick is hungry for some swings, and she drives that one home to send Loschenkohl to the service line. Amherst won the opener 25-22. They're off to a 5-2 lead here. On ESPN Tri-Cities, the World Series in the top of the fourth. The Astros lead the Phillies 2-1. Serve goes into the net, and they cannot dig it out. It's going to be an ace from Loschenkohl. Josie with her 20th ace serve of the year. 6-2 Amherst. And a little shorter serve handled by Lindbergh. And into the net it goes on the pass. Double hit going to be called. It's not going to be an ace, but it is going to be another good serve by Loschenkohl. And all of a sudden, it is 7-2 now Amherst. Remember, they were down 6-2 in the first set. Overpass on the serve, and Herrick hammers it home. Quick point after quick point after quick point. Off the serve of Loschenkohl, and timeout, Cross County. So Amherst wins the first set and off like a rocket here in the second. Broncos 8. And Cross County 2. You're listening to The Vibe 98.9. Our timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Doug Duda back with you here on the Vibe 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney Amherst and Eddyville as we come out of the timeout. Amherst will set to the outside. Herrick on the attack. Herrick's going to be blocked, but Amherst makes a good hustle play over there with Hagen. Once again, out of system. Another good dig that time by Prickett. Herrick throws it into the back corner. They were able to stifle Cross County twice and three times as Herrick is able to come up with the big roof on the swing of Cheyenne Anderson. Peterson had two good swings, and they weren't able to put any of them down. And Herrick with her first block of the match, and it's 9-2. Loschenkohl serves. Another good one. Trouble picking it up. They'll have to slap it over. Boy, Cross County is off the rails right now. Herrick in the middle. Tipped down in the back row. So the timeout by Cross County has not slowed down Amherst. It's 10-2 Broncos. They won the opener 25-22. And Josie ready to go again with that white libero jersey and the red numeral. Cougars finally get a good pass on the outside. Herrick, another block. It's over dug right back to him. Washington Cole has to track it down. And it's bumped across there by John. Free ball for the Cougars. Set middle and finally able to terminate Lily Peterson. The Cougars aren't backing off. They're swinging hard almost every time, and that'll be the eighth kill for Peterson. Cross County down 10-3 as Jaden Fellows goes back to serve it away. Fellows knuckles it over. Into the game is going to be Kaylin Killen, and the kill, Hannah Herrick. Her ninth. 11-3 Amherst. And Herrick ready to serve it away. Herrick droops it right down the middle to Lindbergh. On the outside, off the tape, it pops across. Herrick gets it off of the Prickett dig, and they'll take a high bump set across. Free ball, Cougars. Set that time by Hengelfeldt. Roll shot across. What a save on the pancake by Saren Prickett. And a bump set to the outside. Swing off of Herrick off the back line. Lawson Cole can't get to this one, and Cheyenne Anderson will get the kill. Side out, cross county. Doug Duda with you here. Looking for Denny Dakey at the State High School Volleyball Tournament. As the serve fired across to Lawson Cole, tight to the net. Punched across there by Saren Prickett. Set middle, cross county goes with the tip. Played there by Hagen. Bump set, Grace John. Rolls it off the block. Double hit called. Grace John with the kill. That'll be her second. Amherst 12, cross county 4. Second set. Here on the five, Amherst was able to come back and win the first set after trailing most of the way, 25-22. Kaiten Hagen on the serve. Stays in the back row. They'll get it to about the 10-foot line as Lemberg brings it over. Set outside. Here comes Saren Prickett. She'll throw a screwball across there. The Cougars pick it up. Lemberg sends it just off the back line deep. Point Amherst. Good Bronco crowd on hand here tonight. Trying to root this team on to their first ever state tournament win. 0-4 here in Lincoln. As the Cougars will finally bounce this one back over, free ball. They'll set middle. Outside it goes. They overset. John Prickett takes it once. Over dug and then tipped down to the floor. Saren Prickett. She'll have her first kill of the set, her fifth of the match. It's a 10-point lead for Amherst. 14-4. Kaiten Hagen on the service line. Hagen serve pretty deep, but they play it in zone five with Lindbergh from the back row. Nice swing by Lindbergh, and it's going to be dug out by Herrick. Taking back Saren Prickett right on the line. Serve back into the middle of the floor, and Lindbergh trying to do a little too much with it and mishit it. Point Amherst. And timeout by Cross County. Amherst has built themselves a huge lead here. In set two, Broncos 15, Cougars 4. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application, and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Also, Thursday night NFL football going on in the last minute of the second quarter. The Eagles 14, the Texans 7, but the Texans are in the red zone, threatening to tie the ball game. Here, we come out of the cross-county timeout, and the Cougars have trouble getting it across. They do. Grace John on the right side, Prickett. Pass back above the net, one time by John. Spins off the net, punch back over. Herrick's able to save it. Washington Cole on a wild point. And they'll bump it back across here with Saren Prickett.
And dumped down by the Cougars center in Sydney Hengelfeldt.
She didn't really have a choice. That one was passed right into the net, so she decided to go up and just redirect it across. And a point for Cross County, much needed there, down 15-5. Line drive served to Lashen Cole. Hagen gets it over to Prickett. Tipped across there by Katie. Return roll shot that time by Larson. Passes off the mark and out of system. They'll bump it back over. Hagen to Prickett. Prickett got it over. Middle attack, Cross County drives it off the block, and Amherst cannot return. Off the swing of Bryceland Larson. 15-6, Amherst. Cougars with Lily Peterson getting their first service point here of this second set. Fires it over to Herrick. Bump into the back corner. Cougars get another chance to go here. The set's a little off the mark. Free ball came across. John slapped it right back to the Cougars. They go to Lemberg. She tips it on the near pin. Picked up by Hagen. Bump set outside. Saren Prickett. There's a good diving save that's overpassed. John again. This time it's good. Grace John, her third kill out of the middle. 16-6. Amherst on top in the second. They won the opener 25-22. Oakland Craig leading Southwest 24-23. In the second set, Southwest won the opener. Grace John serve. Cougars go middle. Dumped across there by Lemberg, and Bree Brenn is going to get the kill, her fourth. Side out, Cross County. And the serve. Going to be flattened right over to the right side to Herrick. Back set on the right side. Saren Prickett takes it off hands. The dig made there by Lily Peterson off the right side. They're going to go to Lemberg. Popped into the air. Punch back over by John. And the Cougars shove it into the net. They try to get it back over on a two ball. And too quick with the air. 17-7. And right now we're just getting a lot of side outing, which Amherst is more than happy with a 10-point cushion here in the second set. Trying to go up 2-0. Saren Prickett, who had three ace serves last set, fires this one across. Going to be set up for a back row attack. Driven hard by Peterson. They're able to pick it up. Bosshammer over to Herrick, and Herrick will put it down. Hannah with seven kills here in this second set, 10 in the match. And it is 18-7. An 11-point lead by the Broncos. Saren keeps on firing right down the back middle. It's going to be picked up there by Anderson. Set to the outside. Angle attack's a good one by Fellows. They'll have to run it off the floor. They do, and Bosshammer bumps it across. Cougars have to work again. Tight on the right side. Lember gets the kill. Brand, nice set that time to get a side out here for the Cougars. 18-8. Now Southwest up 25-24 on Oakland Craig. Serve down the right side to Herrick. Run down Prickett. Bump set to Herrick in the middle. She's blocked up front. Amherst got it back somehow. Cougars will try to take care of the out-of-system ball, and they will for Cheyenne Anderson. Her fourth kill. Cross County gets a point on serve with Brent Lemberg serving it away. 18-9 Amherst. And Southwest has come back 26-24 and is up two sets to none on Oakland Craig in the other quarterfinal. Herrick with a roll shot here. Cougars are able to pick it up. Right side, they try to go with a standing spike, and right into the net is Jaden Fellows. Point Amherst. So the Broncos weren't able to get out of the gate last year against Superior so much. And now looking to take a 2-0 lead. Katie Prickett serve. Pass back row attack. They're going to go with and miss hit into the net. 20-9 Amherst. Katie Prickett stands to that right side of the service area and fires it deep this time. It's out of bounds. That is the first service error of this set. And it is the first service error of the match for Amherst. So they've been really good. Serve percentage. Taylor Lindberg now to fire it across here for Cross County. Picked up Lashen Cole to Herrick, who just drills that corner in zone five. Hannah Herrick with a huge second set. 21-9. Cross County had 17 kills in the first set. They've got seven in this set. Lashen Cole. 21-10. Middle attack is going to be off the back line on the swing for Cheyenne Anderson. 22-10. Washington Cole again. She had a good run the last time she was back there. Cougars try to send it down the pin. Picked up by Killen. Right side attack driven across by Hagen. And they'll keep it in the back row and bump it across. Free ball here. Set middle. The attack by Herrick is overpassed. One time tipped down. Hagen's got it as it's passed back out of bounds. So Caitlin Hagen with her third kill. 23-10 here in the second. Washington Cole moves around a little bit here. Gets that serve across. Outside attack into the net. And you can tell the frustration right now on the Cross County players. Just nothing going their way. And Washington Cole tries to finish it out here. Quick serve to Lindberg. Set middle. The attack going to be thrown across. A one-arm return that time on reaction by Katie Prickett. Outside attack, Cross County. Prickett with another dig into the back row to Killen. Bump set up to John. John takes it down the pin, and it's picked up there by Hengelfeldt. From the 10-foot line, the swing across. Washington Cole, Killen. They run into each other. They still got it across. Free ball one more time for the Cougars. Blocked off of Herrick. Back to Amherst. Herrick with a roll shot. It's set point. High attack, Cross County. They'll get the kill. On the pin, Cheyenne Anderson with her fifth kill. Side out, Cross County, but they'll serve now until this second set is done. It is game point number two at 24-11. And Jaden Fellows over to Killen. Set to the Grace John outside. Grace will throw it down, and that'll be the end of set number two. Dominated by Amherst, 25-11, and the Broncos are now up 2-0. We'll be back and take a look at the stats for set number two right after this on 98.9 The Vibe at NewsChannelNebraska.com.
Hey, y'all, let's do lunch at Stockman's Bar & Grill in Amherst. They're serving up daily lunch specials from 11 to 2, and you know if you like them on Facebook, you'll get to see what's for lunch and what's for dinner. They offer evening specials from everything from chicken fried steak to Rocky Mountain oysters. We've heard they're the best around. Dine in every Friday and Saturday night for their mouth-watering prime rib dinner. Served with all the fixings. You won't leave hungry, and you won't be disappointed with the food. At Stockman's Bar & Grill, downtown Amherst. A very proud supporter of all of our area teams and coaches.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
A big thank you to everybody listening back home and on the World Wide Web. You might be still finishing up harvest. Maybe just got to take care of what's going on at the farm. Whatever the case may be, maybe you're just partying downtown as well. Doug Duda with you as Amherst is up 2-0 in that second set for Cross County. I had Brent Lemberg with a service point and 3 kills. We had two, make it 3 kills for Cheyenne Anderson. Jaden Fellows had a kill. Lily Peterson had a service point and a kill. And Sydney Hengelfeldt a kill. 9 kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves for Cross County. For Amherst, Hannah Herrick, a big second set. I had her for an ace block and 8 kills. Josie Loschen-Cole had 8 service points. One was an ace. Caitlin Hagen had 3 service points and a kill. Katie Prickett had 3 service points. One was an ace. Saren Prickett, 2 service points and a kill. And Grace John had 3 kills, 13 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves as Amherst dominates set 2, 25-11. They're up 2-0 against Cross County. We head to the third set after this.
Relationships matter.
Success in agriculture depends on many things. This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on. Relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth at the state tournament in Lincoln, bringing you Amherst volleyball while Kearney Towing is on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Saren Prickett serves it across to start the third set, and Cross County will get a quick swing by Larson and get the kill. 1-0 Cross County, and you can still tell there are some dejected looks over here for the Cougars. If Amherst could step on it quickly, they might be able to just finish things off here in a sweep. Herrick on the pin, wide in front of the Cross County bench. It's out of bounds. 2-0 Cougars. Sydney Hengelfelt, the setter, the freshman. Man, doesn't look like a freshman. Serves it away. 5-9 freshman, and then a missed set here by Amherst makes it 3-0. So quickly, Cross County gets what they want here, a lead to start set number 3. Southwest is up 2-0 on Oakland Craig, but Oakland Craig up 8-1 in the third. Serve over to Tesmer, set outside. Herrick elevates and terminates. That'll be the 12th kill in the match for Hannah Herrick. And a side out here for Amherst. Make it 3-1. Serving it up will be Saren Prickett. Prickett takes it down the right side to Peterson. Back set to Lemberg. She'll tip it over. Tesmer saves. Sets to Herrick. Off balance. Will take a roll shot back middle. Here's Lemberg on the back set. Takes it off the net. Picked up that time by Hagen. Ends up over to Bosshammer. She has to bump it across. Cougars make quick work of this one. They tap it into the block. Ace block by Herrick. Kind of a missed time. They tried to run a quick in the middle, and they didn't time it quickly or properly, and it ended up just floating above the net for Herrick to block down. 3-2, but the serve goes in the net. Make it 4-2 off of Katie Prickett. And Cougars ready to serve it away. That was a good one. This ain't soccer, so you try to put it in the net in soccer. Haven't heard that one much. As the Cougars serve it across, it'll be put away in the middle by Herrick yet again. Teaming up there with Caden Hagen. 4-3 Cross County. Loshen Cole now the top server of the night for Amherst, ready to serve it away. A little cut from right to left. Here's the set. Middle attack going to be taken across by Anderson. Herrick can only tip it back over into the donut hole. It's picked up by Lemberg. Back set right side on the pin. Jaden Fellows with the kill. The fifth kill for Fellows. One thing about Cross County, they're really balancing it out here. They've got four players with five or more kills. And the libero, Taylor Lindberg, now ready to serve it away. Back middle to Loshen Cole. Set on a quick to John. She flicks it across. The dig made there by Hengelfeld. Outside, just got it inside the antenna. Nice play, but Herrick terminates. As Prickett was able to get her the ball, Katie with a nice set. Hannah Herrick with the kill as Anderson had to just avoid the up official and put it inside that antenna. Herrick now rotates back to serve it away. Picked up by Bren Lemberg. Set to the middle. The attack picked up by Herrick off the swing of Anderson. Return here by Saren Prickett over Doug. Free ball here. Right side. They're going to go to Hagen on the pin. It's covered that time by Lemberg in the corner. Now a roll shot going to be taken across by the Cougars, and returned by Saren Prickett into the corner. Long rally going here. Back set right side on the pin. It's out of bounds. Jaden Fellows is wide. And it is 5-5 here in the third. Herrick to serve it away. Herrick line drive. Cougars, nice pass in the middle through the double block. And that's the way you dry it up. Cheyenne Anderson with her sixth kill. 6-5 Cross County. Good pass, perfect set, and drilled through the block. So it'll be Anderson now. No, excuse me, it'll be Fellows to serve. And then dumped into the net. Home on a nice roll shot across there by Amherst. They'll pick up the point. I'm not even sure which one. I don't have the best seat here tonight for this Amherst match, so sometimes they get blocked out. I think that was Katie Prickett that got it. And now 6-6. It will be Hagen to serve it away. Back set, too close to the net. Set over the net, and it's in. Another break. That's twice that the Cougars have done that. The setter that time again is Hengelfeld. And she was just trying to set it back over her head, and it actually went over the net and fell. So back to action here, Saren Prickett. Overpass by Lindbergh, and it falls. Grace John thought she could go up and hammer it down, but it was over her head, and by the time everybody noticed, it was on the floor. So the libero with a defensive kill here in Lindbergh, 8-6. Anderson with the serve. Set outside, Prickett. Driven across by Katie. Dug out. Middle roll shot across by Peterson. They'll go back outside to Prickett. This time, Saren on the pin. Drives it from left right down the middle on an angle. And Saren with her sixth kill. Side out Amherst. A battle here early on in the third set. Cross County 8-7 over Amherst. And the serve into the net. 9-7. Again, Cross County in their third ever trip to the state tournament. Trying to find a way to force a fourth set. Amherst up 2-0. Server across Lily Peterson, set to the outside of the kill, put down by Katie Prickett. Third for Katie, the second of this set. And again, we're getting into a merry-go-round of rotation. Nobody really scoring on their serve. And Saren Prickett ready to go. She's got 7 points so far tonight. Three aces, knuckles it across. Handled by Anderson. Stays for a back row attack, and it's going to be driven down in the corner. And good, Lily Peterson. That's going to be her first kill of the set, but her ninth of the match. That's what you want if you're going to take that back row attack. Oakland Craig 16, Southwest 6 in the third. Southwest up 2-0. Service across by Engelfeld. Outside, Herrick off the double block, and it falls. Hannah Herrick, she's got 4 kills in the set. I've got her for 15 in the match. But Amherst hasn't been able to do much off their serve here. And it is the time of Katie Prickett to fire it across. Quick in the middle, two players went for it. And they get the kill. Both up was Larson and Lemberg. And I think Larson actually is the one that put it down. 11-9, they looked at each other and both apologized. Serve to Herrick. Bump set back to Hannah on the angle. Good dig that time by Lemberg to keep it alive. And the shot down the line by Anderson. Loshen Cole with the dig. Here's a roll shot by Hagen. Picked up back middle that time by Peterson. From the 10-foot line, the swing by Anderson. Trouble for Amherst. They're going to have to just bump it across. Free ball into the back corner for Peterson. Set right side, blocked by Herrick. Set right back across again by the Cougars. Now Herrick on the swing. They're going to say it was touched. Ball still alive. Cougars flick it over. Cougars thought it was four hits. Joust at the net again. Back over to Sandy. The Cougars, and it's down and good. Cross County finally got a swing on one. And Jaden Fellows with her sixth kill. 12-9. Cross County in the third. And Lemberg with the serve. Middle attack blocked out of bounds. Another good one by Herrick and Caton Hagen up there. Side out Amherst. No, excuse me. They're going to call that a kill, I guess. Going to call that a kill. It is Cross County ball, and so Amherst is going to get a timeout right here as they trail 13-9, our first timeout of this third set. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Gillespie Ag Service in Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team and coaches and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
And as we come back to action here, Hannah Herrick will get it for Amherst on the side out. This time it is a kill from the middle to make it 13-10. 16 kills for Herrick. Josie Loshen-Cole will serve it away. And Loshen-Cole Picked up there, Cougars. Nice play in the middle, blocked by Herrick off the swing of Anderson. She sends it right back over off the block. Herrick returns, dug out and pushed across that time by Hengelfeld, and then dumped that again. Boy, it just blocked out there. If I have Hannah with too many kills, my apologies. But another point here for Amherst, 13-11. Lashen Cole continues to be the leading server. Right side on the pin. It's wide and out of bounds. They look for a tip. Are they going to get a call? Coach Noyd imploring the down official that that should be a touch. But they're going to say no, and three in a row here. Lashen Cole on the serve. Halfway home in the third. Outside attack. There's a kill for Cross County Cheyenne Anderson. That'll be her seventh. 14-12 Cross County here in set number three. Two sets to none in favor of Amherst. Back in the ball game, Kaylin Killen defensively. Herrick on the right pin, takes a roll shot, dug out there by Brent Lemberg. Right side, goes off the net, pops across. Now Herrick on the return, stuffed. An ace block up front by Lily Peterson. And that is the first ace block of the entire match by Cross County, and they lead it 15-12. Lindbergh only her second point on serve. Now fires it across for an ace off Killen. 16-12. Lindbergh with the ace serve to go back up by four. It was 25-22, 25-11 Amherst, but now 16-13 as the serve goes into the net in favor of Cross County. The Cougars 29-4, the Broncos 26-6. Both won their sub-districts, didn't need a wild card. Herrick serve, floats it down the middle to Lindbergh. On the outside, the attack comes off hands, returned into the net, and a Cougar kill. Lily Peterson, she's the first one to double digits here today. As we told you, for Cross County, they had three girls with over 230 kills, so they're balanced in that aspect. And serving it, Jaden Fellows. Fellows, little jump serve into the net. So that'll be another service error. Back-to-back service errors here for Cross County. And Hagen to serve it away. Caton with her team down by three. 17-14. Strong down the back middle. Lindbergh, and it just stays there. Somebody's going to have to bump it over. They look at each other, and Lindbergh does. Set to the outside. Saren Prickett been quiet for a while. Drives it over. Cougars scramble. Get it across out of system. Hagen sets right side. Put down by Katie Prickett. The third kill of this set for Katie. It's a two-point game. 17-15. Cross County has both of their timeouts still. Caton Hagen serve. Droops across Lindbergh. Back set off the mark. They're going to call a double hit on the set. It wouldn't have mattered. That was going to be a carry anyway on the attack. 17-16. And a chance now to tie. Caton Hagen heading into the latter stages of the third set. Serve goes right back over the net, then hit right back to him by Saren Prickett. Back to Amherst, over to Saren. Her tip is blocked back at her by Hengelfeld. And from off the net, Katie Prickett takes it off of Hengelfeld. Set to the outside, big swing into the net for the Cougars. Again, a little bit of an overswing, and we are tied at 17, and we will get a timeout by the Cougars of Cross County. 17 all in the third. Amherst up two sets to none. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef, real Nebraska beef.
All right, out of the timeout, Caton Hagen serves 17-all, and the outside attack, Cross County makes quick work with Lily Peterson, her third kill of the set, her 11th of the match. That stops the 4-0 run by Amherst, 18-17, Cross County here in the third. Serve going to be nearly an ace, 2 one-arm saves, and they're able to set it back into the front row. Cougars on a free ball, set right side. Tap across that time by Peterson, another scramble here. Herrick will have to bump it across out of the back row. Here come the Cougars one more time. And again, it's Peterson off hands. Now a chance for Amherst to the outside. Saren Prickett throws it over. Cougars, middle, Lemberg, deep, out of bounds. Point, Amherst. What great defense. Kept it going, and forced the attack error for Cross County. On the north court, it was all Oakland Craig in the third set, 25-13, but Southwest is up 2-1, and Grace John serves it way deep and out of bounds. Our state volleyball action is brought to you by Florang Chiropractic and Wellness, a proud supporter of high school sports, the Tri-Cities only board-certified sports chiropractor located in Kearney, FlorangChiropractic.com. And into the net, the Cougars will serve it there themselves, so the teams exchange service errors, and it is Saren Prickett to serve it away here for Amherst. 19-all, the third, it hit the net, popped across. Cross County's got a swing at it from Lemberg, saved by Bosshammer. To the outside, roll shot across by Prickett. One more time, Lemberg. She goes with the tip. Saved that time by Hagen. Set to the back row, and it's taken across by Saren Prickett. Cougars have it. One more tip. Boy, they're tipping everything right now. Bump set middle. Herrick drives it over. Let's see what the Cougars do. They're blocked on a two ball by Katie Prickett. Her return is luckily picked up. It was out of bounds, and the Cougars played it. Lemberg bumps it over. Long rally going here. Quick in the middle. Hannah Herrick. Termination off the assist from Caton Hagen. I've got Herrick with 7 in the set. 18 of the match. 20-19 Amherst. Trying to get the sweep, trying to get their first ever win at the state volleyball tournament. Cougars handle the serve. Middle attack, Lemberg blocked by Herrick. Blocked again, Herrick on the joust, and it's returned for a Cross County point. She and Hengelfeldt went off each other 3 times there, and Sydney gets her 4th kill. 20-20, it's a must-win set for Cross County. And Hengelfeldt will serve it away. Picked up by Josie Tesmer. Set outside. Herrick over the double block. And another one for Hannah. They are feeding the beast. Hannah Herrick getting it done. 21-20. Coming into tonight with 382 kills. She's got over 400 on the season. And a double hit on the Cougars. 22-20. Timeout. Cross County, their final one. Amherst on top here by a score of 22-20, 3 points away from the state semifinals. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Relationships matter.
Success in agriculture depends on many things. This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on. Relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. Out of the timeout, Katie Prickett. It's off the front row, and it's an ace. Katie Prickett makes it 23-20, 2 points away from their first ever state tournament win. Prickett serve down the middle and short. Cougars handle, middle attack. Trilling it through the double block is Bryceland Larson, her 3rd of the set, her 5th of the match. Keeping Cross County's hopes alive. It'll be Brent Lemberg to serve. 23-21 Amherst. Right down the middle to Herrick. Sent it back to Hannah. She goes with the tip. It's returned on a one ball that time by Fellows. Outside roll shot. Everybody was running into each other for Amherst, and the ball falls. 23-22. Lemberg to serve. Amherst does have a timeout if they get another point. Over to Herrick, trying to set it back to Hannah. No, they're going to go to Hagen. Hagen tries that roll shot. On top of it, though, is Anderson, and then set back across. Free ball here. Prickett, Herrick in the middle. She'll drive it off back row, and it's match point. Hannah Herrick gets the kill, her 20th unofficially of the match. 24-22 Broncos. The Amherst fans come to their feet. Josie Loschenkohl with the serve, and across it comes to Lemberg. Set right side, the attack through the block, and good for Larson. 24-23, match point number two for Amherst. Taylor Lindburn to serve it away.
Lindburn serve.
Across to Loschenkohl. Prickett sets right side, Herrick attack. It's dug out by Lindburg. Cougars will go to the outside. Big swing picked up by Killen. Overpass, joust at the net, comes over to Cross County. They're going to have to take a half roll shot. They do. Killen with the dig. Prickett with the set. Outside Grace John. It's going to be passed out of bounds, and Amherst wins it. Mark it down. November 4th, 2022. Amherst wins their first state tournament volleyball match in straight sets over the Cross County Cougars. 25-23 in the third. The Broncos will improve to 27-6 and play tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock against Archbishop Bergen. We'll have it for you here on The Vibe tomorrow afternoon ahead of our high school football. Four teams, five you count Grand Island Central Catholic against Minden tomorrow. Still alive. And Gothenburg down the road, still alive. We have got a lot to cover in our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show as the Amherst players go over to their fans and say thanks for coming as they get to stay and have some fun tonight. What a run we've had here with the Broncos. Their football team up to 11 and just missed out on the playoffs. Their basketball teams last year making it to state. Their volleyball team, their third straight trip to state. Now they're into the state semifinals. Some good things going on, and that's just a handful, not even mentioning what the wrestling program has done for all these years. And now the Bronco volleyball team adds their name into the Bronco lore with a win here at the state high school volleyball tournament. Coming up, we'll be bringing you the New West postgame show. We'll give you the final stats. We'll have a chance to chat with head coach Joni Fader to talk about the match and winning their first ever tournament game here at Lincoln. We'll be back with more in a moment on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Riverdale, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com and NewsChannelNebraska.com.
Gillespie Ag Service in Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team and coaches and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seeds? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
My grandfather was an orthopedic surgeon in Omaha, and he told me not to go into medicine. And my wife said that she would never marry a doctor, and so I went to be a PA. And one night called her, said, I'm going to be home late. And she said, well, you should have just gone to medical school. So at that point, I went back through medical school. It's kind of what I've always wanted to do. One of the things that kind of attracted me to Mary Lanning, you see that they take good care of people. I've always wanted to practice in a smaller town. And Mary Lanning had all the qualities that we were searching for in our job and our location and where to raise our children. And I think Hastings was the perfect fit for us. This is where we were supposed to be.
I'm Brent Hood, orthopedic surgeon, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
And again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball action. A sweep today for Amherst on the North Court. They're in the fourth set. Oakland Craig leading Southwest 12-6. Southwest won the first two, 25-13, 26-24, and they had to rally in the second. And then it was all Oakland Craig in the third by a score of 25-13. While we wait for Coach Fader, let's go ahead and take a look at the numbers here for the third set. First off, for Cross County, I had Bren Lemberg with three service points. Bryceland Larson with four kills. Taylor Lindberg, two service points. One was an ace. As the libero, she got a kill. Cheyenne Anderson had a service point and two kills. Jaden Fellows had two kills. Lily Peterson had an ace block and three kills. And Sydney Hengelfett, two service points and two kills. 14 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve for Cross County. Unofficially for Amherst, Hannah Herrick, a service point, an ace block, and nine kills. Josie Loshenkohl, two service points. Kaiten Hagen, three service points. Katie Prickett, three service points. One was an ace, three kills. Saren Prickett, a service point and a kill. Grace John had a kill to finish things off. I had Amherst for also 14 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve as the Broncos able to come back and win the third set here by a score of 25-23. They were down by four on a few occasions, 13-9, 16-12, 17-13. They rattled off four in a row to tie it at 17. Then back and forth we went until they were able to pull it out here, 25-23 over Cross County. So the only match remaining in the opening round is maybe headed to a fifth set. Oakland Craig leading Southwest 15-7 over on the North Court. And the high school state volleyball tournament brought to you by Certified Piedmontese Beef, shipped right to your doorstep anywhere in the country. Lean, tender, and delicious. You can order at cpbeef.com. Certified Piedmontese Beef. Thanks so much to them for being a sponsor of high school sports here on The Vibe and NewsChannelNebraska.com. And the head coach, Joni Fader, joins us here. This is a lot better than last year.
Yes,
congratulations.
It is.
I mean, it's the first win at state in Amherst history. Let's start there. What's that mean to you? First volleyball win ever at the state tournament.
I did not know that. Thank you for that history lesson.
Well, you've got them there 3 years in a row. They'd only been there twice. Never happened. So here you go.
Awesome.
History tonight for Amherst. I know a lot of those fans knew that.
That's awesome. I did not know that. You know, the kids feel like they have some unfinished business down here coming the 2 years previously and getting beat out first round. And so their goal was to play all 3 days, and practices have been very focused. Today's been very focused. And so we just felt like, you know, getting down a little bit and coming back, we do our best to practice that and building that emotional fortitude. So we're just so proud of them and how they stayed focused and stayed in their game.
I talk about it a lot. Sometimes you'll see a team come down, and they're the underdog. They're the 7 or the 8 seed, and you kind of know going in that unless something weird happens, they're probably going to be one and done. But you look at it and say, you know, they're playing a lot of sophomores, a lot of first-year starters. They're building for the future. That's kind of where you were 2 years ago. How much, even though it was painful last year, how much did the last 2 years play a part into the win tonight?
Well, I think that 2 years ago, losing just the big environment and changing the culture at the school, I think the kids were shocked by that. And the lighting is different in here, and serving into the black hole and getting used to that. And then last year, I think, was that regret moment, you know, is, gosh, we had them. We can play. And then just having that pain of regret. And so I think, you know, we talk about that. What do you want to feel after the game? And they didn't want to feel that pain of regret that they had last year coming down. So,
yeah, you brought up something interesting I never really thought of. When they draw the curtain here at Pinnacle, either you're flying it in, serving it into the big red curtain, or at both ends, you are sending it into the black wall where there's no fans and nothing down there. Is there a preference one way or the other? Would you rather serve towards the curtain?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it worked out tonight. Hannah Herrick has a big night. I got shaded out probably 2 or 3 times over here, but I had her for 20 kills in the match. And you just got her the ball a lot. Again, throughout the year, throughout the last 2 years, that's where you go. The other kids did their thing, but it also seemed like the other kids really knew that she was on it tonight. What was it with Hannah again tonight?
Well, you know, midway through the season, after a couple of tough losses, we knew that, you know, the loss against Overton and loss against Gothenburg, that we needed to be more efficient in our secondary offense. And being able to give Hannah a few more audible calls out of that middle. And so that's really what we've been focusing on. And so they're getting to the point where our secondary offense is almost as comfortable as our primary. She's got some more audible calls, so that middle blocker we hope stays with her. That opens our pins up. So our pin hitters have been working diligently to put the ball away when they get isolated or that split block. And then that opens Hannah back up too, you know. So that's that little chess match that we like to play. And so far they're making nice improvements in that.
Amherst coach Joni Fader with us here after their sweep of Cross County to get the win down here at the state tournament. Again, everybody that you played tonight did something. Josie comes in, leads you in serving. You served them tough. You kind of kept them out of system a lot. Even when they were ahead here in the third set, a lot of their attacks you got fingers on, you got hands on. Even if there weren't a ton of ace blocks, it frustrated them. I thought if you got out on them right away in the third set, I mean, their body language coming out in the third set was not good, but they got off to a good start, so that kind of kept them in it. What did you see? You told me about how they wanted to run a fast offense. How about your defense tonight against them?
Well, that's what we've kind of sensed, too, is their body language was telling us maybe they were a little bit tired. That's the goal of our offense, is to keep their defense guessing. But they're competitors. The scouting reports on them, they're a group of competitive kids. And so we knew they were going to come out in the third set and have nothing to lose and just flat-out compete. And so our kids were aware of that, and they just stayed focused, got down, and have that confidence now they can come back and endure. And so that's good for us. This is the fourth game we've kind of put together like that in a row, and so that's been a huge improvement for the kids.
Yeah, undefeated in the postseason, even in sets, sweeps at all of them. All right, so now something that you haven't done before is get ready for a state semifinal. We know how tough C2 is. Bergen over there had a battle tonight with Clarkson Lee. Everybody here is good. I know maybe you'll make a call to Pleasanton, the arch rival, and find out about playing Bergen a few times. But Coach Weevil, one of the winningest coaches in the state, yeah. I think she's second right now. I think it's Zavala, Weevil, and Coach Connor, I think, something like that. At least they're all in the top five. What do you know about Bergen, and what do you got to do tomorrow to advance to the first ever final?
Yeah, she's a great coach. And, you know, I talk to her sometimes in the summer when we see her at camps and stuff. And, you know, I always just tell her I'm just amazed that, you know, she's got some good athletes there, but they do the basic of keeping the ball alive, and their ball control is phenomenal. They take high percentage shots. They don't do a lot of fancy things. But they win because they just don't make mistakes. And they take those high-percentage shots, don't make mistakes. I mean, it's golden. It's the golden formula in the game. And so she does such a good job. And we're looking forward to playing them again. And feel like we have a little unfinished business with them after 2 years ago and coming here. But I think it'll be a great match. Our kids are looking forward to it. And we're so excited to be part of Central Nebraska teams coming here.
All right, Coach, I'll let you go celebrate with the kids and the fans and enjoy the moment. I know it's short-lived because you got to be back here tomorrow and play at 3 o'clock. But
yeah.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, and thank you for coming covering this great game for these kids.
Love it, love it.
Awesome.
Thanks, Joni. Mm-hmm. And big thank you to our many fine sponsors as well. Joni Fader, they win the ball game today in straight sets, and we'll give you the final stats right after this on the Vibe 98.9. They're going to a fifth set. Omaha or Oakland Craig crushing Southwest 25-10. Very weird. Southwest came back to win the second set 26-24 after they won the first one 25-13. Now it's 25-13, 25-10. Oakland Craig. And we'll be back with more on the New West post-game show after this on the Vibe.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Hey, y'all, let's do lunch at Stockman's Bar and Grill in Amherst. They're serving up daily lunch specials from 11 to 2, and you know, if you like them on Facebook, you'll get to see what's for lunch and what's for dinner. They offer evening specials from everything from chicken fried steak to Rocky Mountain oysters. We've heard they're the best around. Dine in every Friday and Saturday night for their mouth-watering prime rib dinner. Served with all the fixings,
You won't leave hungry, and you won't be disappointed with the food at Stockman's Bar and Grill, downtown Amherst. A very proud supporter of all of our area teams and coaches.
A lot of messages flying in on social media. Sure appreciate that from all of you listening out there. We've got four more games for you tomorrow, but before we break that down, let's go ahead and give you the final stats that I had for this evening's match. First off, for Cross County, Bren Lemberg, 6 service points, 5 kills. Bryson Larson, 6 kills. Taylor Lindberg, 3 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Cheyenne Anderson, 2 service points, 7 kills. Jaden Fellows, 3 service points, 6 kills. Lily Peterson, 2 service points, an ace block, a team high, 11 kills. And Sydney Hengelfeld, 3 service points and 4 kills. It was a real balanced effort tonight from Cross County, but they come up short. 40 kills, but just 1 ace block and 1 ace serve, as the Cougars will end the season 29-5. For Amherst, Hannah Herrick, 2 service points, 2 ace blocks, 20 kills. Josie Loshenko led the team in serving with 11 points. One of those was an ace. Keely Hagen had an ace block. Kaiten Hagen had 6 service points and 3 kills. Katie Prickett had 7 service points, 2 of them aces, an ace block, and 4 kills. Saren Prickett had 8 service points, 3 of them aces, 6 kills. Grace John, 5 service points. They were all in the first set. One of those was an ace and 5 kills. I had Amherst for 38 kills, 4 ace blocks, 7 ace serves, and the Broncos 25-22, 25-11, 25-23. Sweep Cross County to improve to 27-6 and advance onto the 3 o'clock semifinal tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank. And they will be on this same court as they take on 32-4 Archbishop Bergen, who beat them in the opening round of the state tournament 2 seasons ago. So, again, they are just underway in the 5th set between Oakland Craig and Southwest. The winner of that will take on undefeated Lincoln Lutheran tomorrow at 1 o'clock. In Class A, Papillion South and Papillion La Vista at 5, Lincoln Southwest at Omaha Westside at 7. In B, Elkhorn North and Bennington at 5, Omaha Scud and Norris at 7. In C1, Gothenburg against North Bend Central at 1 o'clock. And we've got a triple header on ESPN that will end with the Minden Grand Island Central Catholic game tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. In C2, 1 o'clock, Lincoln Lutheran against the Southwest Oakland Craig winner. Here on the Vibe, it'll be Amherst taking on Archbishop Bergen. In Class D1 at 9 a.m. tomorrow, Bruning Davenport Shickley against Norfolk Catholic. And at 11, Hardington Cedar Catholic against Maywood Hayes Center. And our doubleheader, both semifinals in D2, we get underway at 9 a.m. as Shelton takes on Howells Dodge. They have been rated 1-2 basically all season long, but they happen to be the 1-4 seeds here at the state tournament. So they'll meet in the semifinals at 9, and then Overton will take on Humphrey St. Francis at 11, also on ESPN Tri-Cities. Well, that's going to wrap things up here for day number 2. What a long couple of days, but pretty darn successful. 4 more games coming your way tomorrow, and then the championships at the Devaney Center. They start in D2 at 9 a.m., D1 at 11, and go every 2 hours until Class A at 7 p.m., plus high school football tomorrow, Elm Creek, Hitchcock County, here on the Vibe. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Adams Central at McCook on ESPN, Kearney and Hastings, and St. Cecilia at Battle Creek on KHAS. Find out more at newschannelnebraska.com. Thanks again to all of our fine sponsors, including Mary Lanning Healthcare, Your Care, Our Inspiration, and Nutrient Ag Solutions for innovative technologies, local expertise, best-in-class solutions, and service to help you lead the field this season and beyond. If you're looking for more sports, the World Series is on ESPN Tri-Cities. The Astros lead the Phillies in the top of the 6th, 2-1. Midway through the 3rd quarter in the NFL, the Eagles lead the Texans 21-14. Amherst sweeps Cross County. This is Doug Duda saying goodnight from Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Thank you for being a part of this 98.9 The Vibe High School sports presentation. For a complete broadcast schedule, coaches' interviews, and past game recordings, go to newschannelnebraska.com. And thanks for listening to 98.9 The Vibe.